Hey team, this is Coach Destiny and this is Life Lessons with Coach Destiny. If you are new to me, if you don't follow me on social media, I am Coach Destiny. I'm a life coach out of Richmond, Virginia. I'm also an inspirational speaker amongst other things. But most importantly, I'm a person trying to live my best life while helping you guys live your best life. So to give you a little background on how this works, this is a life lesson. Every third Sunday, I will be posting the Life Lessons podcast for you here at Anchor. I have a couple of other things going on, but I haven't figured out those details quite yet. So as they come to me, I'll definitely share them with you. If you wanted to know how to reach me, you can reach me on Instagram at TheCoachDestiny. Also on Facebook at TheCoachDestiny. Pretty much everywhere is Coach Destiny is my tag, but I'll definitely also have this posted so you can know exactly where to follow me. So today's life lesson, which is the first life lesson of 2019, is all about self-love. I've been on an amazing roller coaster of a journey of the last 2.5 years, learning how to reconnect and fall in love with myself. And while doing that, I've actually been able to open up other avenues as far as business, career-wise, financially. A lot of things started to fall into play when I learned to really love and enjoy who I was as a person. So today's, I'm going to give you guys my top 10 steps on self-love and not really steps, I guess, tips about self-love. You guys are going to take those, apply those to your life and live your best lives. So before I even go any further into my top 10 tips for self-love, that song is called Unstoppable by Corinne Hawthorne. She plays on Greenleaf. If you ever watch that, then that's where you'll find her. But when I say that album, Unstoppable, her album is totally amazing. I mean, it's very inspirational. It's not like your classic traditional gospel, but it's enough to feed your soul. And I promise you, if you listen to that album, if you really take the time to listen to it, you would thoroughly enjoy it. I listen to that song, particularly Unstoppable, every day. It gives me a boost of energy, my little morning motivation as I start my day, every day, actually. So that's my little plug for Corinne. I love her music. I think she's awesome, and you guys should actually go listen to it. Now, since I have that out of the way, let's go into our top 10 tips. Now, these tips are not in any particular order. These are just things that I've learned to do and cultivate into my everyday living to help me learn to love myself more and how I got to where I am. Now, keep in mind that this is a journey. You're going to not be perfect at it. It's going to take time to get used to some things. You're going to lose people along the way. It's a lot of adjustments, but I can guarantee you that if you stick to it, it's worth it. I can promise you that. First things first is stop comparing yourself to other people. Comparison is a killer of individuality, of just self. Stop comparing yourself to other people. You are who you are for a reason. There's no person like you, no body that can be who you are. You were created for a purpose. You live your purpose. Let them live theirs. If you continuously compare yourself to the person beside you, to the person you see on Instagram or the TV, you will never, ever live to your full potential. So stop comparing yourself to other people. Second, in toxic relationships, it is okay to outgrow people. People who bring you down, people who never really have anything negative, well, not negative, people who only have negative things to say about you are not the type of people that you want in your life. Even if it's not so direct, even those people you were like, oh, I want to start a business. And they're like, oh, well, why you want to do that? Oh, that'll never work. You need to release those people. And unfortunately, some toxic relationships are genetic, where they're like family members. They're people that you grew up with, people that you love wholeheartedly. It's okay to love people from a distance, but when you put yourself in a situation around people who's always negative, it's always derogatory, it's always, woe is me, I'll never win, you'll never win, all you're doing is defeating the purpose of your own life, and it's going to cause you to live in a permanent dark space where you are too blessed to be. So, release, let go of toxic relationships. 3, learn to say no and stand in your no. You know, I'm often told by friends and coworkers and people that you have no emotions, that I'm emotionless. No, I'm full of feelings. I feel things every day. However, when I say no, I mean no. It took me a while to get there because I felt bad. People were like, well, I really need this or I need that. You want to be like, well, I can't do it because. You don't need it because. No is enough. It is okay to say no. Yeah, they might feel a type of way, but if they truly love you, they'll understand. And if they don't understand, they don't really love you. Point blank, period. No is a complete sentence. Use it often. 4, forgive yourself. Nobody is perfect. Forgive yourself. We all fall short. We will all make mistakes. We will all do things that we should not do. I learned the hard way the saying, road to hell is paved with good intentions. You can mean the most. You could be doing it out of your heart, but if you do the wrong thing, it's still the wrong thing. So forgive yourself. God forgives, so should you. Even if that person or that situation doesn't allow for forgiveness, as long as you forgive yourself in your heart and you ask God for forgiveness or whoever your higher power may be for forgiveness, let it go. Stop being a slave to your past, especially your past mistakes. We all make them. 5, journaling. Oh my God, people. Sorry for using God's name in vain. But I was introduced to the Happy Planner, which, oh my God, it's amazing for somebody like me who's very stringent with time and being organized. The Happy Planner is amazing. But also, I can put in there how I feel. Like it has like 30 days of gratitude, what I'm thankful for. So it's like my planner, my journal, my scrapbook all in one. I personally think it's amazing. I also keep an online journal, which is basically like a Word document of how I felt that day, what went down, and things of that nature. But I'm telling you, whether it's a blog, a Happy Planner, a composition notebook, a voice recording, it is very therapeutic if you just journal and just be able to let out your frustrations, things that happened today, how you felt. All of that, I'm telling you, you should do it at least maybe 2 or 3 times a week. I do it every day, but you don't have to. At least 2 or 3 times a week. And if you do it and you like it, let me know, okay? So 6, give yourself a break. We all need me time. My friend at work introduced me to this app called Sanity and Self. I don't know if it's on the Google Play Store, but I have an iPhone and it's there on the Apple Store. It's called Sanity and Self. I like it because you can actually schedule me time, like at 9:30 or 9 o'clock each night. It gives me a notification to say, hey, take 15 minutes for yourself, decompress, or however you do that, meditate, whatever you guys do. But I love it. And then it has some great motivational things, workshops and series that help you with confidence and things of that nature. But it's called Sanity and Self. But if you can't get the app, just make an alarm or, excuse me, I got a cold. Make an alarm or set some time aside in the morning. Like every morning I wake up around 5, from 5 to 5:15 is normally my morning prayer where I commune with my higher power. And then at 9 o'clock is my me time where I just kind of let the day go. However it may be, but make sure that you are scheduling time for yourself at least every day. At least 15 minutes every day. 7, celebrate you. It is okay to celebrate who you are. People be like, oh, you're bragging or you're arrogant. It's okay. I had learned that myself because I used to be like, oh, you know, I'm just going to be humble and meek. Yeah, I got a promotion, but what? So whatever. No. I get promoted. I land a new deal or I sell out a workshop, I am screaming, thank you, God. I appreciate it. But most importantly, I'm excited for myself. I throw a party for destiny for doing things that I set out to do. You should do the same. Celebrate who you are. If you get promoted from a level 1 to a level 2 or, a better job, or even if you lose that 10 pounds that you've been trying to lose for the last 10 years, celebrate it. It's you. Love you. Celebrate your life. 9. Affirmations. People say affirmations work. I'm kind of saying they don't work unless you do. I believe in positive sayings, motivational things. I like to keep fortune cookie sayings, and I kind of like tape them all around my desk. I started a thing for my team in the New Year's every Friday. We're going through something called peak season, where it's just like a bunch of mess. And it can be very strenuous and stressful and tedious. So every Friday, I do like a team motivational quote, and I cast them out, letting them know that they are appreciated and to uplift spirits. Everybody should have an affirmation. The one that I say every day is, I am who I am. That's it. You know? And it's something as simple as I am who I am. Like, you just have to learn to accept who you are and love who you are and go with it. But whatever your affirmation may be, just express it, say it daily. Along with my affirmation, I have a job that sometimes is very strenuous and I get overwhelmed. So I have to kind of step back, and I always say, more of you, God, less of me. That's kind of like my daily prayer, continuous prayers. More of you, less of me. More of you, less of me. And that's how I keep myself in check and also keeping myself from going over the edge. 9 is embrace your ugly. Now, don't get it twisted. I'm not calling anyone ugly, but embrace who you are. Love who you are. Love the way that you look. If you want to change anything, by all means, change it. If you want to lose weight, lose weight. You want to fix your nose, fix your nose. If you want, you know, long hair down to your back, by all means, honey, go ahead and get that long hair down to your back. But love who you are. Make sure that you're doing it for the right reasons. Embrace who you are. I was told that I have big eyes, or my eyes reminded somebody of a Bratz doll. Now, me, 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago, probably, I would have took that completely out of context. Like, oh my God, what are you trying to say? Are you calling me ugly? Me now is like, oh, thank you. Appreciate it. I love my eyes because I learned to appreciate every part of me, even the parts that people don't like. So that's why I said embrace your ugly. Everybody has a feature or a part of them that they do not like. Embrace it. It makes you unique. And if you want to change it, by all means, change it. And lastly is live your life for you. The only way that you can love yourself is if you're actually living your life for you. You can't live for your parents. You can't live for your kids. You can't live for your man or your woman. You can't live for your job. You have to live your life for you, because if you're not happy, if you're not there, if you're not in the moment, nobody else is. How can I love me, or how can I love you without loving me first? I think it's a bit backwards. Yeah. How can I love you if I don't love me? But more importantly, if you're not happy, how can people around you be happy? And that kind of spreads. It's like a wildfire. Because if you're just negative and nasty, and you're in a group of people that all of a sudden you see somebody else getting negative and nasty, then the next person getting negative and nasty, it's not healthy. So love you. Live your life for you. You owe no one an explanation as to why you do what you do. I had to learn that. You need to learn that. The whole world needs to learn that. You do not owe an explanation for who you are, what you do, and who you do it with. As long as you're living your life to the fullest and you're living out your purpose and you're following your heart and what God placed in you to do, you owe no explanation. You have to learn to live to your reality and not anyone's perception, if that makes sense. People are going to always perceive you a certain kind of way. I don't smile. I'm often looking at people like they get on my nerves, if I'm being honest. However, I'm a very nice person when you get to know me. But my shell sometimes is, because I read people very well. So sometimes I'm like, I don't want you around me. And it reflects on my face. That doesn't mean that I'm a bad person. I don't owe people an explanation as to why I don't smile. However, it is what it is. So you have to learn how to be who you are without explanation. Love who you are without boundary, without explanation. People ask me all the time, like, how you just come to this job, or how you just do these things and you don't get paid a lot of money, or you don't get rewarded. People don't appreciate what you do, but you do it anyway because it's on my heart to do. It's what I've been called to do. So it doesn't bother me that I don't get paid a lot of money, or that I may not get the fame or the notoriety. As long as I can help one person, that one person can help another person, I've done what I've been called to do. So those are my 10 tips, team. Those are my 10 tips, team, for self-love. I hope you guys really took something from it. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Before I leave, I want to give you guys another song. This is another artist that I've absolutely fallen in love with. They're not mainstream. Her name is Leighton Green. The song is called Myself. I think it's a beautiful song. Let me know what you think about it. And then after that, I'll be back with the wrap up. And I'll see you guys 3 Sundays from now.
Feeling like I wasn't good enough, and me questioning myself, I wasn't sure enough, and me looking in the mirror, trying to analyze my figure. I ain't perfect, you weren't perfect, so that figures. You always put me in a bad place. We were moving at a fast pace. It was all my fault. I fell in love too hard. I loved you when I didn't love myself. Yeah, yeah. Say you love me, but you only loved yourself. You rocked me so hard, you played all your cards right. You played with my heart and mind. I might not be the same way.
Hey guys, so like I stated, that was the song Myself, well, just a snippet of the song Myself by Leighton Green. I found her SoundCloud. I also follow her on Instagram. I absolutely love her music. Her covers are excellent. So if you get a chance to check her out, please do so. All right, so wrapping up, our next life lesson will be on February the 17th. And that topic will be all about relationships. We would dig into friends versus fiends, when to love, when to let go, everything in the mood of Valentine's Day. So you can guys can definitely look forward to that. In the meantime, in between time, if you do want to reach me, my Facebook page is actually Destiny, Coach Destiny K-Max. That's my Facebook page. Again, on Instagram, it is at ZTHE, Coach Destiny. Also on Twitter, on Twitter, it is Coach Destiny. I have a blog, my blog is actually also thecoachdestiny@blogspot.com. But again, if you follow me on Instagram, which where I am the most active, you can definitely get that information. Also, what I want to leave you guys with today before I depart this podcast is loving yourself is the best gift that you can give to yourself. I don't know you. I may know you. I may never meet you. However, I do have a love for you, and I wish the best over your life. As you go into this week, I pray blessings and peace over your life. I pray prosperity and purpose, and that you live your best life. Again, be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to Life Blessings. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell an enemy to all join in February for relationships and when to love and when to let go. Thank you.